My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, fear of man, and this past week, I hate to say, I'm recovering from hitting snooze, which shortchanges my time with God. So that's how you can pray for me this week. And there's another thing that happened this past week that many of you may be familiar with. There was a little app introduced to the world called Face App. Did any of you download Face App? Any of you familiar with that? So Face App, what it does is if you take a picture of yourself or if someone else takes a picture of you, you can advance the years on the setting and it shows you what you will look like in like 20, 30, 40 years. So you can see yourself fast forward as an old man, which is like incredibly disturbing. I emailed my team. I was like, hey, does anybody have the Face App? And they said, oh, just open up your phone and do a selfie. It'll show you what you look like. And I was like, oh, that's cold. And then I work with some younger people. And then I found somebody who had the app. And so I said, hey, will you take a picture of me and kind of advance the years a little bit? Here's what they came up with. This is what I'll look like. I said, I didn't want you to make me look like a Star Wars character. Apparently, I'm going to look like Obi-Wan Kenobi in a few years. So that could be worse. But so that's me in a few years. Here's the thing. It was a Trojan horse, this app, Face App, because 150 million people, that's half the population of the U.S., 150 million people downloaded this app, filled out all their information, and started submitting pictures of themselves. Well, embedded in the terms and conditions of this app is this little statement. It says, this company, terms and conditions, grant the company a perpetual, irrevocable, non-exclusive, royalty-free, worldwide, fully paid, transferable license to use, reproduce, modify, adapt, publish, and display your image. And so what this company did was like give people this toy, this app that was a whole lot of fun, and embedded in it was a hook of like, and P.S., we get all your rights to your image and your information. And so while it had this like meteoric rise of downloads of the app, it then had this like colossal decline of people deleting the app. Well, problem is they've already got the information in the pictures. Now, I don't really care if somebody has a picture of me in Russia, like they can do whatever they want with my Obi-Wan picture. I don't think they're gonna get a lot of royalties or anything out of that. But a bunch of stars did, you know, like celebrities and stars were taking pictures of this and posting on Twitter and Facebook. They're probably pretty concerned with these people who now own the rights to the images. Like, and they willfully signed off on it. And so do we with our sin. Because Satan will give us, just like that app, like, hey, here's the sin. Which one? Which one is your choice? You want porn? You want sex with a guy or girl? You want that relationship? Or do you want money? Do you want fame? Do you want a popularity and to be really well liked? Do you want to have the perfect body? I'll give you what you want. It'll be awesome. It'll be fun in the moment. But just like that app had a Trojan horse with you were releasing rights, so do we with Satan. Sin is a door to the demonic. Like we're saying like, hey, I'm gonna let you in my life by indulging in this sin. And in doing so, we're giving him a part of us in a gateway in to influence us. And I'm not talking about demonic possession, but a gateway into our lives and give away some of our rights to Satan. The Bible says this. It says that apart from Christ, we're slaves to sin and Satan. Romans 6 says that we're slaves to sin. 2 Timothy 2 says that apart from Christ, we are have been taken captive by Satan to do his will. You see, we think what we're getting what we want, and he in the end is like, no, you are what I want, and gets us. But thank God, truly and literally, we have an advocate. This isn't some Russian hacker organization with some app that we signed off rights to. We have a savior and a redeemer who sees us in this problem and is like, hey, I know you gave away your rights because of whatever flavor of sin you love and all the worship you gave to that idol and sin and Satan over the years, but I've come to rescue you And I supersede everything that you did to yourself or that was done to you or that Satan or sin has tangled up. I'm above all that. And the Holy Spirit kills sin. And Jesus sets captives free and the Father adopts. And so it doesn't matter what you've done or app you've downloaded, so to say, it doesn't matter what's in your past or even in your present. All you have to do is cry out to Jesus and he sets people free and will undo all of your past. And so in Romans chapter 6, in case you don't believe me, believe the words of God. Some of the most incredible truths of Scripture. Verse 16 says, here's going to the Trojan horse. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? And in verse 22, here's God redeeming no matter what we have done. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves, bondservants of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. Eternal life in the Scriptures, in Christ, having trusted in him. It doesn't mean forever in heaven when you die, though it does. Eternal life begins the moment you trust in Jesus and that you're born again. That's what regeneration means, to be born again, given a new life. The eternal life starts now and continues on forever. It's not just heaven when you die. It's that God brings you out of hell in this life and gives you the full abundant life that Christ alone can offer, no matter what you've been tangled up in, no matter what terms and conditions your sin offered. After the fact, he will set you free.